You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you.
We all know people have a driving story, whether they are a driver or whether they're a learner. Everyone has a story to tell about driving. And like you've just said, some are good, some are not so good, some are funny, some are sad. But again, there's always stories to tell. So we're going to delve into storytelling with driving.
Yeah. So should we start with the good side?
Always. Let's always start with the positives. So I like stories about driving that have a positive ending, and it could be a pass of a test, or it could be someone completing a parallel park or something like that, and they have a story to tell about that. And I think that's really nice for people to listen to, but also for people to tell that story to themselves.
Yeah, those sorts of stories, that's one of the things that we encourage, isn't it, as a confidence building tool, so that if something's gone really well in a lesson and you've got a little mini success story, then we want somebody to remember that, replay that, and tell it to other people, because that all helps reinforce that positive story.
Yeah, and they're more likely to remember it as well, aren't they? You know, if it was a this I mentioned parallel park, let's talk about that one. If they were to do a parallel park that was really good, and they told the friends that evening that they did a parallel park in this road with a car waiting and how good the end result was, one, it sort of like just recaps what happened so they can replay it and do it again. But it also gives them a sense, like you said, that confidence that they can actually do it again because they've now retold that story to themselves.
Yeah, definitely. And this is what we call mind movies. So creating those mind movies of the successes, of the positives, so that whenever you have a little wobble with your confidence, you can pull out those mind movies and replay them again and again.
Yeah, and that's literally what we do all the time. Storytelling's good.
Yeah. So actually, while we're on that subject, let's do the flip side of when something goes wrong with driving. What we don't encourage is people to storytell on the negatives, because that has the opposite effect. So if somebody did a parallel park and it didn't go that great, then we don't want them replaying that, dwelling on it, going over and over again in their mind. We don't want them telling other people, even if it makes a funny story, because then you're reinforcing the negative.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it might well be the first thing that comes to your mind when, you know, if you're learning to drive, you go home and mum and dad say to you, how did a driving lesson go today? The first thing that people say is the negative. That's the way, I suppose, through school, through the way you've been brought up as well, that we always tend to just think of the negative first rather than all the positives.
I think sometimes we're seeking reassurance, maybe, and so we go with the negative so that the person we're telling can reassure us and comfort us. But the problem is that it just means that you suffer the experience again, and like I say, you're reinforcing it. Remember that episode we did with Benjamin Ryan, the hypnotherapist? He talked about the fact that his role was actually to dehypnotize people, because people have been telling themselves and dwelling on and repeating their negative stories so often that they'd almost hypnotized themselves into the negative. And he saw his job as having to dehypnotize people and unwind that.
Yeah, and I suppose if you think of the driving test, people will tell themselves a story about different tests that have happened in the past. I've never passed anything first time, I've always had to do this. That's a story in itself, but it's a negative story.
Yeah, so this is a different level of storytelling. This is scenario making almost. It's telling stories, making up lots of what if type stories. And I think sometimes this can be a bit of a defense mechanism, this telling yourself the story that you're not going to pass your test or you're not going to do this, almost so that you don't feel disappointed if that happens. But of course, in telling that story repeatedly, you're almost making it happen. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, you talk yourself into failing and believing that. Stories can be very powerful, whether they're positive or negative. And just realise what type of story you're telling yourself is quite a good starting point, isn't it? What stories do I have about driving?
And is it a thought or is it a fact?
Yeah.
So those first ones were facts of what happened, but those second examples of stories were just thoughts. They didn't actually happen.
Yeah, now you're thinking into the future, aren't you? You can't predict the future, but you can plan for it. And potentially with that negative storytelling, you're planning to fail.
Yeah. And what we want you to do instead is to be using those same skills, imagery, visualization, scenario making, storytelling, but in a positive way so that you're having a positive effect instead of a negative effect.
Yeah. And you tell yourself, I'm going to go to the test center and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and this. And if this happens, I can just do this. Again, looking into the future, but you can storytell in the future. So you've not even got to the test stage yet. But you can say, yeah, I did that really well because what I did was this. On approach to that junction, I did this that was really, really good. And as you're telling it, you're visualizing it as well. So again, you're just like you said, you're reinforcing those good behaviours.
Yeah, so it is really important. I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.